Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Sherry believes that we're all psychic, and she's the expert in understanding the various ways that intuition naturally surfaces and activating your most powerful and natural wisdom, your psychic knowing. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. Tap into the divine within to harness your innate ability to co-create abundance, harmonious relationships, joy, and well-being in a fun and interesting way. Now, here's your host, Sherry Dillard.
Hello, everybody. Good afternoon. This is Sherry. I hope you're all having a great day today, wherever you are. It's probably hot, and it's certainly hot here. Today, we are going to be doing a couple of things. I'm going to be taking calls at 800-930-2819, and I'm also available if you cannot get to the phone or you'd rather just send me an email with a question or concern. You can do that at sgd7777@yahoo.com. I also am going to be talking today about codependence, spiritual codependence, and you probably have not heard of it, because I think I kind of came to this on my own, which it's in my book, Love and Intuition, a psychic's Guide to Creating Lasting Love. And so let me explain a little bit about what spiritual codependence is, because it affects our quality of life immensely, and it affects our relationships as well. Many of you probably may have heard of the term codependence. Codependence is a relationship addiction. It's how we overfocus on someone else's needs and behaviors, and we give our power away. And the reason we often do this is because we feel it's a sense of an attempt to feel better about ourselves, to feel kind of like to take focus off of ourselves and try to fix and fulfill another. And it keeps people stuck in a pattern that often negates any kind of healing and any kind of growth and evolution. Now, we are, whether or not we want to be, we are all ascending. The energy surrounding us is getting thinner and thinner. And we're more in touch with spiritual energy, I think, than we've ever have been. And because of this, we're more susceptible to spiritual influences. We're more susceptible to picking up the energy of others. Sometimes this is positive, and sometimes we pick up energy that is not so positive. I talk a lot about this in the books, about emotional intuitives that absorb others' emotions and mental intuitives that can absorb others' thoughts, negative thoughts as well as positive. Physical intuitives that can absorb into their physical body the aches and pains of others, and also they can absorb the white light, the brilliant energy of others, and spiritual intuitives that absorb other spiritual energy. Spiritual codependence is a inability to become aware of our own spirit. And I know that sounds hard because, you know, when we think of that, we think of our five senses. We think of, well, we can't touch it, we can't hear it, we can't see it. So how do we even know we have an energy field or a spirit? And one of the ways that we are in touch with our spirit, one of the ways that we are able to kind of become more aware of energy is in a very simple kind of way, and that is simply our day-to-day quality of life, the amount of absolute love that we feel, unconditional love that we feel, our harmony, an inner quietness, a sense of peace in our life, a sense of knowing that everything is going to work out for us, that we have less worries, we have more synchronicities in our life, we have a sense that what we need comes to us, and it does. These are all signs that we are more in touch with our spirit. One of the other ways that we know we're in touch with our spirit is we are in many ways healthier people, and I'll explain why this is true, is that we're all vibration. Physical bodies, all that is around us is just a different degree of vibration, a different level of vibration. Within our spirit is the highest vibration that we can't ascend to, because it's connected to the all that is. It's connected to absolute love, compassion, peace, and vital life force energy. When we're in touch with our spirit on a conscious level, when we are open to that and absorbing that higher life force vital energy, then it comes in through our energy field and our organs, our bodies, our systems, health systems, everything is nurtured and nourished. You know, we think that we need food, water, and oxygen to live, to survive, but we also need vital life force energy, because without vital life force energy, we wither. We don't have, our bodies can't sustain life. So what happens in spiritual codependence is that when we're not feeling that connection within ourselves, then we try to, unconsciously, we attempt to fulfill that need through others. The other component of spiritual codependence is that when we are very aware of our spirit, when we are in touch with that light, vital life force energy, when our intuition is open, when we have that sense of love, that connectedness, we can sometimes allow others to drain it from us, or we can give and give and give and give of that to others. And just like codependence, that can create at times a relationship that gets stifled, because it's up to all of us to tap into that within ourselves. So we're going to talk a little bit more about all of this in a moment. I do have some emails, questions that I want to start getting to. The first one I've got is from Cynthia from North Carolina, and she wrote me that she's always felt drawn to the healthcare profession and recently finished a master's in nutrition and will be pursuing a dietetic internship to become a dietitian. Lately, she says that she is thinking of going to physician assistant school. All right, so she's wanting to know a relationship between herself and her career, and I guess that would mean perhaps higher life force purpose and that. So let me just tune in for a moment. And if I probably am going to have to really address this when we come back from break, but let me just see what we can get before. We've got a few minutes. Let's see what we get for Cynthia. All right. What I'm feeling, Cynthia, is that it's funny. I mean, this is really strong, just how, you know, anyway, I really feel right now that it's important for you to go into practice of some kind. I'm getting clearly from your angels that while you could go to physician assistant school, and maybe someday you will do it, I feel like I get this message so strong for you that right now is the time for you to be in the world with others, practicing what you have, because what you have is far more than just the education that you've received. There's more healing, of a healing gift that you can give, that it's you know, obviously school can help promote that, and it can give you a vehicle to express that, but there's really more that you're being asked of right now besides you know, a certain technique. And I do feel that it's real important for you to get into a practice, to start working with others. I feel like your career is going to start to take on its own energy from there. And I feel, geez, you know, it's going to take off pretty quick. I feel within a year and a half, 2 years, you're going to be in a practice of your own that's a little bit more unique to you. It's going to be, you're going to devise the kind of way to be working with others that is going to be quite fulfilling for you and very healing and good for others. So to answer your question, your relationship with work, career, I'm feeling, is actually fantastic. I mean, it's just like you're just ready to burst. So, all right, so we're going to take a break in a minute. Let me mention before the break, again, feel free to give me a call, 800-930-2819, or an email. When we come back, I'm going to be talking a little bit more about spiritual codependence. We're going to talk about how it shows up, what it looks like, how it affects our relationships, which is, something that I think we all need to pay attention to. And I'm going to talk a little bit about soulmates, because sometimes that kind of, is a pull that we all feel. But I'll talk more about that when we come back. We'll be back in a moment.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com. Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Hello, everybody. This is Sherry Dillard. I hope you're all doing well today. We're talking about spiritual codependency, what it is, and we're going to talk about how to heal it, too, and how to come into your strongest spiritual vibration. Why is that important? Because vibration is energy, and vibration, keep in mind, is the way we attract what we want in life. You know, the universal law, likes attract likes, means that if my vibration, the energy that I'm holding, is positive, if it's filled with light, if it's at a very high vibration of spiritual energy, then I'm going to attract that into my life in some way, whether it be through abundance, manifestation, relationship, it could even be a sense of just overall calm, peacefulness, but, you know, materially as well. When we're not connected to our life force energy, when our aura, our energy field is depleted, when it's not getting the life force energy that it needs, then our vibration is a bit lower. And that lower vibration attracts lower vibration. What does that look like? That looks like lack of abundance, illness, relationship disharmony, stress, that kind of thing. So there's simple things that you can do to just fill your energy field, fill yourself with love, with high vibration, and your frequency that you put out there and that you pull in will be one and the same, and it'll be a much more satisfying kind of way to live. Before I go a little bit into how to heal this and how it looks in relationships, let me talk a little bit about how it begins. Spiritual codependence usually begins in childhood. You know, unfortunately, most of us are taught to love from a material perspective. You know, there's an unconscious paradigm in the world that we must compete for love and abundance and for what we want. You know, as children, we grow up in a competitive environment in school. We're kind of pushed to get the great grades and to do the best we can do and to be really good in sports and be number one. And we grow up believing that there's lack. We grow up believing that in order to get what we need in life, then there's only a certain amount of that, and we have to really push and be kind of in this for ourselves in order to get that. Our parents and the environment are our role models for how to love ourselves. In addition to that, as children, we tune into our parents' psychic environment. We're connected to their energy fields, and we receive unspoken energetic lessons about how to be in relationship with others. Our parents don't do this intentionally, but yet we're still influenced by the way that they love us, but really also about how they love themselves. And because many people are not conscious of their own spiritual love-centered nature, they're unable to offer this to us. The spiritual truth that we are whole and pure loving beings is seldom integrated into our emotional energy as children. I know for myself it certainly was lacking in my upbringing. I certainly did not have it mirrored back to me, because my mother had a very hard time loving herself, and I mirrored that within my own life for a very long time. We do have a caller. I think I'll take the caller, and then we'll get back to this. Brian, do you have someone there for me?
Yes. Yes, sirree, I do. Jennifer from California. Welcome to Intuit University.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi.
How are you today?
Hi. I'm pretty good.
That's good. What's on your mind today?
All right. Well, I am working through a little bit of the process of starting my own business, like my own entrepreneurship.
Uh-huh.
And I've just been, I'm very excited about it, but then I keep dealing with, like, a lot of doubts and, like, fears and, like, kind of some blocks that keep coming up in the process also. You know, kind of feeling like, oh, I might be kind of a hypocrite if I start doing a business around, you know, relationships and things like that, since I've dealt with so many struggles myself. So, I was just wondering if there was, like, any guidance for that.
Yeah, but keep in mind, that's often the way it goes. You know, that's usually the best schoolhouse is going through it ourselves. All right, but let me just see what I get for you with a business coming in. All right. All right, the first thing I'm seeing for you with this is this is July. I'm feeling that I want to say within 2 months. It's kind of interesting, this image I see for you. I feel like you haven't yet fully immersed yourself, mind, body, and spirit in this. I feel like it's like almost like an arm's length away from you, and you kind of like pull into it, but then you pull back out of it, you know? And what your angels are telling me for you is that they're welcoming you into this energy, and they want you to know that this is for you, that it's not something getting into this that you're going to have to, that you need to go into with a sense of what am I going to do. Like, put that aside for a little while, and I'm not talking a long time. I'm saying just kind of put it aside a little bit and receive more of the positivity and the energy that's coming in for you with this, because what you're doing, even though you're not aware of it, or you are aware of it, but is you're actually accepting more of your dharma in this life. You're kind of going to meet your purpose, what you've come in for. And look at it as kind of like a code of energy that spirit said, okay, when you come into this lifetime, we're going to give you this code of energy. And with this, you know, your life is going to transform. This is a gift for you, and accept the gift of it. And as you accept the gift of it, you're going to give it more and more to others. You truly came into mm-hmm. this lifetime to be working with others, I feel. And I really feel you've got to accept it and just jump into it right now. And I know that's hard to do sometimes, but I tell you, if you allow your doubt right now to keep pulling you out of this, it's not going to go away. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. like doing yeah. this, you can either do it now or you can stress yourself out for the next 2 years and then do it. But you're going to do this. And it's better to accept this, because this is what you've come into this lifetime to do. And I have to tell you, I feel so much success with you. You know, you're a very modest person. You know that? And you're a very compassionate mm-hmm. person. And you're actually really intuitive, too. And I feel like you have those gifts that are just waiting for you to kind of really, like I said, put them on, you know. But yeah, I feel like the sooner you jump in full force, the better for you. And you know, you have incredible life force energy too. Once you get into this, you're going to do what you need to do to make it work. And mm-hmm. you know that about yourself, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you're going to work hard is what yeah. I'm saying. Once you just say, okay, you're going to jump in, you're going to work hard, you're going to scramble to make this work, and I feel really positive about it. So I think the big thing for you to recognize is that this is your dharma. This is what you've come to do.
Okay.
It's a good thing. Yeah, it's really
all
good.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
All right, my dear, so go jump. You know, let me just tell you the image, because it's kind of funny. It might make you laugh. Are you still there?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like a big donut I kept seeing, and I'm wondering, why do I see a donut? But it's like just jumping into this white, fluffy donut. But that's a good thing, right? Well, you get the, it's like this big ring of like white cloud, but just like completely envelops you in a good way. All right.
Okay.
All right. Good luck.
All right. Well, thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. So that's a good example, actually, of what our life force energy can do for us. That's a great example. So thanks for calling in, Jennifer, because that's what happens when we're activating our life force energy, is that it comes to meet us in this way that things start to work for us. All right, so I was talking about our childhood, and that's how we pick up our sense of spiritual codependence, because we're never taught to connect with our life force energy. We're never taught that it's up to us to do that, that it's within us to do that. And because it's such an innate need that we have, we unconsciously go searching for it in ways that are not satisfying, that don't bring us what we need. And we're going to take a break in a couple minutes. When we come back, I'm going to talk about how this affects our relationships. And hopefully we'll have time today to get into an exercise that will help you to heal spiritual codependence. And if we don't get into the exercise, which I hope we do, just know that this information that I'm working with today comes from my book, Love and Intuition. that is available in bookstores and Amazon, Google Books, all that kind of thing. Check out my website, www.sherrydiller.com, and please sign up for my newsletter and my Twitter, and I can you know, keep you informed of different things that are up for me, classes, that kind of thing. All right. I have like 30 seconds. I kind of do want to jump into spiritual codependence and relationships a little bit with the little itsy-bitsy time we have. I have to tell you, I see the kind of the form of spiritual codependence that I'm going to talk about when I come back is really common in relationships. And it's when there is a couple that I often see this, a couple where one partner is very spiritual and the other partner is not spiritual, or they claim not to be anyway. All right, but we're going to take the break, and I know you're all going to want to hear about this couple and how to heal spiritual codependence, so we'll be right back.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to have all your relationships work for you? Those with your family, friends, and coworkers? Perhaps with a lover? How about with your body and your money? Ask Susan, relationship counselor, life coach, and Access Consciousness facilitator. Susan Lazar Hart has assisted thousands in creating relationships that truly work for them. Ask Susan, a monthly telecall where you can be heard and receive simple tools to apply to all your relationships. AskSusan.net. That's ask-susan.net.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Hello, everybody. You're listening to Intuit University. I'm Sherry Dillard, and we're talking about spiritual codependency today. I'm also taking calls at 800-930-2819. And if you would like to email me a question, it's sgd, 7777@yahoo.com. If you cannot get to the phone or you're at work listening, feel free to give me an email. I am going to address an email right now before I get back into spiritual codependence. And this is from Susan, who I think is also in Durham, North Carolina, but I'm not sure. But she writes that she has two children that are 18 and 20, and they are currently mirroring her own struggles with financial abundance. It feels like they're coming into their own, she says. She feels like she's given them some of her baggage around receiving and being able to generate substantial income or sustainable income, I'm sorry. And she also feels that as their mother, they're still growing into adulthood, and she would like to know what she can do or what she may need to shift in her own essence so that she can better support their shift. All right, good question, Susan. Let me see what we get. You didn't write the names of your kids, which I kind of wish you did, because, you know, keep in mind they've got their own karma and dharma with this too, and that quite often, especially around the ages they are, a lot of their own soul energy is kicking in, and you can certainly impact and affect them, but at that age they are kind of taking on their own energy more and more. But let me just see what I get with the question. All right. What I'm seeing for you is that, you know, it's really about focusing. You know, it's funny because, you know, it's almost like everything comes back in some way to spiritual codependence in our relationships, even with ourselves. I say that because when I tap into the energy of this, I feel like you're in a lot of conflict right now. About kind of really moving into your own financial power and embracing that, and feeling like if you do that, then you're not going to be focusing your energy on your children as much. And almost like should my energy be going into them, or should my energy be going into me and my work, myself in the world? And I have to tell you, I really feel like that is somewhat of a sabotage you're doing for yourself right now. You know, I feel like you've got to really take yourself in hand right now and pour yourself into your goals in the world in terms of, you know, what you want to be manifesting, the work you want to be doing, the energy that you hold, because it's a powerful, powerful energy you have. But you're looking for ways to kind of circumvent your own financial and abundance right now. And really to help them, that's the best thing you can do, is to be responsible for yourself 100% with this. Because as you're responsible for yourself in the world, they're going to be picking up that vibe. If you're in any way right now trying to help in a way that is sabotaging yourself or their own personal power, then it's all three of you are going to be stuck in that holding pattern, and none of you are going to achieve. So it might seem like a bit of detaching right now, but I really feel like the key word is responsibility. And it's responsibility to yourself primarily. And in doing that, you're going to send the message to them that they need to be responsible for themselves. And that really means, you know, supporting yourself right now, knowing that that doesn't mean that you're not going to be loving them. It means you are going to be loving them, because as you put that vibe out, that's the vibe they receive. You know, sometimes keep in mind, if we try to help our kids too much about that age, the unconscious message that we're giving them is that we don't believe that they can make it, that you need my help, you need me, and I'm going to give you energy because your energy is clearly not enough. And that's not the message they need. The message they need vibrationally is, oh yeah, you can do this. I know who you are. You have this incredible energy. And that's kind of what I was talking about with our parents, how, you know, you've got to give them that message that they're powerful beings. And you do that not by kind of, you know, paving the way for them and moving away all the obstacles. It's really about being, you know, holding that awareness and allowing them to hit the wall if they need to in order to find themselves. But really for you right now, put your energy into you and really go for it, because that's the most powerful thing you can do. You're a great mom. All right. But thanks for the email. So we're talking about spiritual codependence. And again, you know, that could have easily, what I just spoken about is kind of an example of spiritual codependence in some way. I mean, it's not, I'm not, you know, you're a mom. I get it. I'm a mom too. You know, it's easy to not always know the best way to kind of support and love our children. So I'm not going to pick on you. But let me talk about a spiritual codependent relationship between, we'll say, two people, a man and a woman. And I see this a bit in my practice where women often tell me that their husbands don't understand them because, or their partners, because they're very spiritual and their partner is not. And sometimes what happens is that we attract, you know, women will want, if they consider them spiritual people, and I don't make much money because I do energy work or whatever, women will want, and men can do this too. I've seen men do it too. I don't want to completely be sex. I mean, yeah, sex is here, but attract a partner who is more materially grounded, who's making money, who's focused in the world, who knows how to pay the bills, who supports financially a partner's spiritual energy. Now, in part, a material-minded person will do that for a spiritual person, in part because they're out of touch with their own spiritual energy. And it's a way for them to vicariously through that other person receive that love and spiritual energy. And the person who is in the more spiritual energy will do that because, you know, they kind of don't want to deal with all that material stuff. It's much better and easier and fun to be immersed in spiritual energy. So what happens a lot of times is a spiritual person's heart and spiritual energy will reach out to a material-minded mate early in the relationship and just send them just, you know, vibrant cords of love and spiritual energy to help them, to lift them into their own awareness of their spirit. The other partner, that partner, the material-minded partner, will soak that in and love it. And in return, they send the spiritual partner cords of material power and security that, you know, they kind of take over that energy in the relationship. And so what we have is we have two people, and one's holding the spiritual energy and one holds the material energy. And for a while that can last, you know, for a little bit, that seems like the perfect couple because, you know, both are happy. They're in the energy that they kind of know the best. But the problem is it cannot last for long because that's a stagnant holding pattern. You know, we've all come into this lifetime to evolve. And for material-minded people, the evolution is a lot more. It's about becoming aware of their spirit. For someone who is more spiritually aware, oftentimes I see this so much in my practice that the biggest challenge in evolution is to be able to express themselves in the world in manifestation, is to pull that energy out of the higher chakras and down into the material first, second, and third chakras to express in the world. We're going to have to take a break in just a moment. We'll talk a little bit more about this when we come back. We are talking about spiritual codependency. I'm taking this material from my book, Love and Intuition. I write a lot about this. Well, not a whole bunch, but I write a bit about it. And about, you know, relationships and energy and love and all that kind of thing. So if you were interested, please check that book out. When we come back, I do have another, as I see, email message, and we will answer that one, and we will be right back.
Tune in line to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern for leading edge empowering knowledge and information, which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged, and learn the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. This new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. Visit TheMichelleBondShow.com and step into your new reality.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in Fridays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Hello, everybody. You're listening to Intuit University. I'm Sherry Dillard. We're talking about spiritual codependence. I have gotten a few more email questions, which I am going to try to get to as many of them as I can. I do want to, though, mention a couple of things to help heal spiritual codependence, because I think, you know, honestly, I think it's like the illness of the world in a way. I mean, we are not aware of our spiritual energy. And as we become more aware of it, our lives will change and the world will improve. And so let me just give you a few quick things to think about. Then I will start trying to get through the emails I've gotten for questions. All right. I've talked a lot about intuitive types. Discover your psychic type. My book, it's all about understanding your own intuition. Four types I identify: emotional, mental, physical, and spiritual. I'm going to go through each type, and this can apply to everybody, though. But for mental intuitives, now mental intuitives are the types that intuit others' thoughts. They're more telepathic. They pick up on new ideas, that kind of thing. One of the things mental intuitives, but all of us can do to increase our spiritual life force energy, is to acknowledge more synchronicities in our life. Look for those meaningful coincidences in our everyday life, those things that seem like little notes from the universe, from a higher life force energy guiding and directing us. We also meditate on merging your consciousness with divine mind, super consciousness. When flowing with the absolute, with the energy of absolute love, mental intuitives align with compassionate wisdom, and this furthers their own intuition, where they're able to see more of where they're going in life. They can see patterns in things. They can discern the lessons and the meaning and purpose in their life, and they progress along the path of their own unfolding in a more powerful way. Emotional intuitives absorb the emotional energy of others. They're the types that are very empathic in that they really know how others are feeling. They can absorb feeling energy thousands of miles away. You know, recently in the news, we've had so much grief and sorrow, and emotional intuitives can just soak that up. But one of the things emotional intuitives can do to heal spiritual codependency is to begin with, just acknowledge the divine within yourself. Become aware, more aware, when you're absorbing the emotional energy of others. And instead of doing that, set the intention that you're actually going to absorb a higher healing love and to allow that love to move through you. Imagine you've got a cords connecting yourself to you know, people in your life, situations, and that's just funneling in emotional stress, emotional grief, emotional pain. Take those cords, imagine you take those cords and you connect it to higher life force energy. And instead of soaking that in, you soak in that love, that unconditional love, and just, you know, compassion from a higher energy. And then what you can do with that energy is you can send it to those that you are concerned about. You can send it to those you love. You can send it out into the universe. You can send it to problem situations around the world, and you become a healer. You become, really, you come into your intuitive power in that way. All right, I'm going to talk about spiritual intuitives and physical intuitives and how they can heal in a moment. I do want to take this email. All right, this is from Lisa in North Carolina. She says that her husband is stressing out about his quota at work. He thinks it's going to be a tight year financially. She says she hates to see him carrying the financial pressure for her and the kids. Do I see a better year coming for him? And she'd like to help him more, which is great because that was kind of what I was talking about earlier. All right, so let me just tune in and see what I get. All right. Well, this is really strong, I have to tell you, Lisa. What I get is that this is a really transformative year for your husband at work. And it could be a very, very powerful work year. In fact, it will be a powerful work year. And depending on how he approaches this, it could be powerful in a positive way or in a very stressful way. I feel like even though this is not his necessarily his nature right now, I feel like he really has to surrender to change right now, new ideas, and let go of the way he's been doing things, because that's not going to get him anywhere this year. He's being bumped up. He's being, you know, this is evolution happening for him. And even though in the past it's worked and he's been financially successful and all things have gone great, it doesn't mean things are going to fall apart for him. In fact, this is a call to a higher energy for him. I would say that he absolutely needs to look at new ideas right now. He absolutely needs to kind of like just like imagine like on a table all of the old stuff. He needs to wipe the table clear and approach this in a whole new way of really using some of his intuition right now and going with his instincts in the way of listening to what's new ideas, that kind of thing. There is a very good chance that he will be changing jobs this year. I'm feeling this is going to start to escalate. Let's see, this is July. It's pretty strong now. You know, if he's proactive about this, he could have transformation by October, November in a good way for himself. But it's all about change right now for him. It's got to be that. All right, let me look with you and see what we get. Actually, I'm feeling really good about you, too. Very good. Very good. You know, actually, I'm feeling like this is a good year for you to jump in a little bit more with your work. I feel you working with others more, individuals, on that kind of basis. I'm not sure. Could be around dietary things, health, that kind of thing. Yeah. Now, I do feel with the kids and all, your work is probably going to be a little bit more. It's not going to be like 40 hours a week right now. But I do definitely feel you've got to take some time away from the kids right now and focus a little bit more on a little bit of plan for yourself, too. And as you do that, you're going to find new ideas coming in for you. So actually, for the both of you, it's kind of interesting. This is a time of change and transformation. And like I said, you know, if you allow that to happen and go with it, it can be a very powerful, good year. But especially for your husband, the old way is gone. It's not going to work, unfortunately. All right, let me move on, and I don't know if we'll have time to get into another email. If I don't get to your email this time, I will be taking them next show. I'll take them from whoever emailed me next. I'll take yours the first email for the next show. It looks like I am running out of time, so let me talk real fast. For spiritual intuitives, let me just go into what you can do. And again, this applies to anybody. Pay more attention to your dreams and visualize yourself with white light around you. Imagine that you're just soaking in that white light energy of that vital life force of love, spirituality, and imagine yourself just kind of a majestic free eagle soaring to the heights into that bliss, because spiritual intuitives are very in touch with energy, very blissful, higher levels of energy. Just kind of really let yourself go with that. Use your imagination, daydream, puff up your spirit with all that nice energy. You know, we sometimes look at that as kind of, like taking a break or not really being industrious or whatever, but I'm telling you, soaring in that beautiful energy of higher kind of vibration and then bringing that back and down into the body and being in that state of love and awareness can increase everything in your life, the abundance, the love, the serenity. All right. Unfortunately, I am out of time. I didn't get to physical intuitives. But physical intuitives, let me say this real quick, spend time in nature. It'll help you immensely. All right. This is Sherry Diller. Thank you so much for your emails. I will get to them next show, first thing, www.sherrydiller.com. And it's been great talking to you. And by the way, don't forget my book, Love and Intuition. If you're interested in spiritual codependency, you'll find out a lot about it there and the exercise I have to help heal it. Have a great day.
You've been listening to Intuit University, Compassionate Guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Tune in each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. Each week, Sherry will combine call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as she supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information about Sherry and to schedule your personal session, visit www.sherrydiller.com. That's www.sherrydiller.com. See you next week on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in your brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.